This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
97.1 FM Talk on demand audio.
But either way, there's been a lot of changes on X after it switched over from Twitter. And one of the things that you notice, there's a few things. The community notes are great on X. If you see something that's brought up, you'll find sometimes there'll be a footnote on it that will give better context to what you're seeing. And they are sometimes comical in the way they call out the spin or the nonsense that is trying to be propagated to try to even the playing field. That's something you don't see really on any other social media platform, the way that X handles certain news stories. One of the other things that you'll notice is that there are some pretty explicit things that are posted on there. And a lot of it had to do with the realities of what's going on in the world when it comes to war. Sometimes you would see footage of Israel or Gaza. Sometimes you would see terrorists and how they operate. And there was one instance down in Australia a couple of weeks ago. There was that one terrible news story of a person that was going around stabbing people at a mall that was taken down. And then maybe a day or two later, there was a person that walked into a church, walked down the middle aisle to the front where you had the preacher, and I don't know what denomination it was, but essentially pulls out a knife and just starts stabbing the guy in the middle of a church service. And I saw this video posted, very explicit. It's not like, so the camera's from the back of the church looking towards the front, and it's not like it was zoomed in and you can get a lot of detail with it, but you absolutely understand what's happening here. The person's getting attacked. Maybe the camera was so far away you couldn't actually see the weapon he was using unless you maybe had it on a full screen, but it just looked like a person attacked him, and then you later realized that this preacher was stabbed a couple of different times. Well, because of the way the laws are in Australia, they don't allow you to post things like that on social media platforms. In fact, in the past, people have gone to jail for posting things on social media, which is a very extreme way to handle things. So what we see now is that the social media, and this is from SBS, I guess it's a news agency, social media platform X has been ordered to remove graphic content related to the Sydney church stabbing. Stabbing attack led to a riot outside the Christ of Good Shepherd Church. Lawyers argue X should be shielded, should shield the footage from all of its users, not just Australians. So the way the laws are written in that country is, you know, we don't want this propagated. This is, you know, not good. So we don't want it out there. Thus, if you're in Australia, you're not allowed to see this. Now they're arguing that, you know what, we have the opportunity as a country to say, this is bad for us, Australians. So we don't want anyone else to see it too. Elon Musk is saying, shove it. You know, we're not going to have to take what the laws are of Australia and then censor this for the rest of the world as if it didn't happen. They say that in general, Elon is better to see it if you want to see it and understand what the truth is, because then that way you can come to your own true opinions on things and get a better understanding of the world, as opposed to someone censoring it and then you getting a half of an impression and then you basing your opinion on something that may not be the full truth. overall, do you think Elon's doing it right? Do you think it's better just to put everything out there and let the person decide?
I understand privacy rights, especially if it's something that is really gruesome that happened to maybe your family member or something that you don't want out there. If it involves a minor, that also changes things. Mm-hmm. When you're talking about this situation, though, this was a public place, a public event. The person videotaping it had nothing to do with it. All these cases are different, but for the most part, I like that Elon and I like that whoever would run a social media platform would err on the side of as much open free speech dialogue as possible.
Yeah.
Because that has to be sort of the guiding light to what you're doing, because that's literally the business that you're in. So that needs to be first and foremost. Obviously, you're going to find cases where you go, yeah, that probably shouldn't be, but this, I don't think this is one of them.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.